Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, paragraph Tess. What we just spoke about, a person has to be a little bit familiar with Kabbalah to be able to appreciate it completely. We get it on our level, hopefully. Paragraph Tess. V'zeh b'chinas hasuda sho'isen kishyesh bris mila. With this, we'll also understand the significance of the special suuda, the special meal that's done together with a bris mila. Ki achshov chutro hu achila. Because now eating has become permissible. V'achshov hi mitzvah gedoyla lechol. And it's not only is it permissible, but it's a major mitzvah to eat at the suuda of a bris mila. Ki ikar hapegam bechinas orlo dechafyal bris nimshach mebechinas orla slave shenas aydei achilas sodomarish meitzedas toivora. Because as we explained earlier, the orla that's on the bris is a result and an extension of the orla slave that Adam Arishon acquired by eating from the Eitz Hadas Toivara. When he ate from the Eitz Hadas, it injected a foolishness on him, which is referred to as this Orla slave, which is a tipshus slave. We said Shalideze Nifgam Alev. That's what caused the heart to become defective. V'nimshach tipshus el alev. And he drew foolishness into his heart by eating from this Eitz Hadas. Ki hu achilo soyed halev. Because food, eating, nourishes the heart. Ukefi hu achila, kein hu alev kanal. And as we explained earlier, depending on what you eat and how you eat, that's what will determine whether it has a good effect on the heart or a bad effect on the heart. Ukemavura b'divra Rabbeinu Zal, harein kabbas mishkabot b'machar. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Likutei Moran, in a few different places. V'alkein. Achshav shemalin orlas boser v'orlas slave, and therefore, now that we've just performed a bris mila, and we've corrected, we've removed the orlas boser, and we've corrected the orlas slave, umesaknim pigam eitz hadas, and we're correcting the pigam of the eitz hadas, alkein achshav mitzvah leechol. Therefore, now it becomes a mitzvah to eat. Now it's a positive eating. Not like by the Eitz Hadas where Hashem told Adam and Chava, don't eat. Ki achshov hu achilo hi achila digdusha, shal yodo mamshichin chochmo lalev. Because now, once we've made the tikkun of bris mila, we corrected the orlas lev, we corrected the orlas basar, now the eating will result in drawing chochma into the heart. Shehu tikkun abriya, which is the tikkun of the for the creation. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says, Vayoichal, Vayesht, Vayitav Liboy. He ate and drank, and it was good for his heart. Ki ikar achila dikdusho hu kefi tikkun abris. Because the main ability to be zeicha, to eat properly, where one's eating should be kedusha, a person's eating should have the value of korbanos. The Gemara says that during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, a person committed a sin. There was the Mizbeach, the Korbanos on the Mizbeach, that could clean up the sin. The Gemara says today that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash in the Mizbeach. Shulchanoi shelot ha-mechaperkim l'zbeach. A Jew's table has the ability to forgive sins like the Mizbeach did. Which Jew's table? The answer is tzaddikim, those people who are really conducting their lives the right way. Rav Nosson Zal says again, ki ikar achila digdusha ukefi tikkun abris. What determines how holy a person's eating is the tikkun abris. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, tzadik oichael l'soiv hanafshoi. The tzadik eats to satisfy his soul. The tzadik's achila is achila digdusha. The tzaddik human denotar bris kadisha. And we know throughout the Zohar Kodesh that whenever the word tzaddik is used, it's referring to tikkun abris. Shmiras abris. V'alkein achshav shiesh tikkun abris al yidei amila. Therefore, now that this family just experienced a major tikkun abris by having a bris mila for their child, Alkein mitzvah lechol. This is why it's a special mitzvah to have a suda accompany the bris mila. K'alidei achila digdusha soyedin salev umachayin oisoy. Because when a person eats bigdusha, that nourishes the heart and that gives spiritual life to the heart. K'alidei achila digdusha nimsha chachma v'das. We said through eating b'kedusha, the person draws upon themselves sechel. Because a person's brain is affected in a very big way by his eating, as Rabbein Azal explains in Likutei Moran. And the chochmo also nourishes the heart. Because as we said earlier, chachma is the source of spiritual energy for all the worlds and all the midos that are revealed in the arena of the heart, as we explained earlier. V'hovein, Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this very well. V'alkein, and therefore, achshav, kishayesh tikkun habris, now that we just performed this major accomplishment of tikkun habris, shubchinas mitzvas mila, through the bris mila, Achshav hu mitzvah le'echol kanal. Now there's a special mitzvah to eat, the suda. Ki hu achila shel sudas brismila, hi bechinas achila shabbos v'yontif, shehem kruyim ois. Because the eating of a meal of a brismila is comparable to the eating on Shabbos and Yontif. We know that Shabbos and Yontif are called ois. Bechinas tikkun habris. And the word ois is associated with tikkun habris. V'alkein oz mitzvah lechol suda Shabbos v'yontif. And this is why on Shabbos and Yontif, it's a mitzvah to eat. Because they are also called ois. They also represent tikkun habris, Shabbos and Yontif. V'zehu b'chinas sudas bris mila. This is the significance of the suda associated with a bris mila. Paragraph Yud. Gam hasakin shel mila hu b'chinas cherev noikemes nikam bris. The knife that the moel uses corresponds to a posuk in the Torah, which speaks about the power Hashem's avenging the inyan of bris mila, tikkun habris. Cherev noikemes kamris. There's a sword that takes revenge and avenges the revenge of the bris. Bechinas tcheles. We know also that the Torah speaks about tcheles, that blue wool that's used in the tzitzis. The achli kolo v'shatzi kolo, and tcheles is associated with the Shechina, the throne of Hashem, the spirit of Hashem, and it's brought that the word tcheles is associated with the term in Aramaic, the achli kolo, destroys everything. It cuts everything away and destroys everything, all the evil, all the forces of evil. One of the powers of the Shechina is to cut away all evil, like that knife of the bris mila that cuts away the orla. Rav Nosson Zal here is tapping into, again, this halacha is based on Torah Mem Tes in Likutei Moran, and there Rabbeinu Zal discusses Tcheles and this concept of the Shechina being a power of din to cut away all evil. So that the evil, when it comes into contact with the Shechina, it's coming into contact with a knife, a sword that's ready to slice it away. Aval Yisroel hadveikim bo. Whereas the Jewish people, when they come into contact with the Shechina, when they attach themselves to the Shechina, mekablim chiyusa misham, they draw life from the Shechina. Ukemavur kol zeheite b'maymer hanal. As Rabbeinu Zal explains this concept very clearly in Torah Mem Tes. Ki al yidei hasakin shel mila choitchin umeshabrin umevatlin horla. Because through the knife that the moel uses, we cut away and we destroy and we eliminate the orla. The orla is the tuma, the evil. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says, cherev noikemes nekam bris, a sword that avenges the nekam of the bris. Shemechalin umeshabrim kol haklipos hachoyv na bris kodesh. We destroy and eliminate all the klipos, all the tumos that cover the bris kodesh. Bebechinas tcheles, like the word tcheles, which is miloshim da'achli kol v'shatzi kol. It eats up everything. It destroys everything. Avli Yisroel hadveikim bo, whereas the Jewish people, who are when they plug into the Shechina, mekablem chiyus mimena, they draw life from the Shechina. Bebechinas vi'atem hadveikim Hashem alekechem. You, the Jews, when you are dovuk to Hashem, Chaim, you draw life from Hashem. Ki hatinoik hanimoil mekabel chius me'asakin shel mila. Because this child that was just circumcised, he receives life, spiritual life from that knife. A knife usually we know is something that shortens a person's life, what ends a person's life. But this child, through this bris mila, is receiving life. Bebechinas bedomayich chayi, like we say at the bris mila, with your blood you will live. Bedomayich chayi, bedomayich chayi. That this bleeding is not a bleeding that results in the soul leaving. This bleeding gives the person new spiritual life. Ki ikar hachius hu achochma, because we know that the main spiritual life of a person is chochma. Kama shekosuv, like the pasuk says in Koheles, hachochma techaye, chochma gives life. Ve'ikar hachochma shu achius ein yochel kabel kimi al yedei tikkun habris, and a Jew cannot receive this spiritual life, this chochma, without tikkun habris shu b'chinas mitzvah smila. Nimtza shayde asakun sakin shel mila. So therefore, through this knife of the bris mila, shehu bechinas malchus, which is associated with malchus, the shechina, midas hadin, bechinas cherev noikemes nekam bris, that sword, bechinas tcheles, these are all terms that are used in the Zohar HaKodesh and Sifrei Kabbalah to represent the shechina, malchus, midas hadin, destroying evil. Ayideze mechalin umeshabrin horla. Through this, we destroy and eliminate the orla. Bebchinas the achli kola veshatzi kola. Veze hanimoil mekabel chius misham. And the child that's been circumcised receives life from that knife. That knife that shortens the life of the klipois, that kills the klipois, that knife gives life to the child. Bebechinas bedomayich chayi, like we announce at the bris mila, with this blood you will live. Bebechinas hachochmo techaye, because through this tikkun habris, this child is able now to receive chochmo dekdusha, which gives life. Vezeh bechinas, this is what the pasuk says: Vi'atem hadveikim b'Hashem alekeichem chayim kulchem ayoyim. That you, the Jewish people, who are attached to Hashem, you draw life from Hashem. The goyim, hashterem Hashem is a sword, a cherev nokemes. To the Jews, that same Hashem is a source of life. Boruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concluded the halacha, and now he added some additional appendixes.